Jeremiah. I'm going to start in the Old Testament. Church, remember this is a new year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it numbers are very significant to me. Hallelujah. And this is aside from the message, but when I think about 24, we're in 24, 2024. Think about the 24 elders, hallelujah, and that were spoken about in the book of Revelation, hallelujah. And what it says is they cast off their crowns before the Lord, amen, because they recognize that everything that they've done, they owe it all to God, amen. And everything that God has done for us, we owe it all to Him, amen. And God has so much more in store for us in 2024, and you need to believe that, amen. Hallelujah. It's a new year, it's a new season, and God is for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31:3, it says, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you. Hallelujah. God here, this is a prophet speaking to the nation of Israel, hallelujah, about God's everlasting love. And God is here to tell you that God loves you with an everlasting love. During praise and worship, hallelujah, most of the, I believe all the songs were about the love of God, the unconditional love of God, about God's love never failing us, hallelujah. And in 2024, and as we enter into a new season, hallelujah, into a new year, hallelujah, there's things that the Lord has shared with me, and what He told me was, you gotta know and you gotta do. You gotta know and you gotta do. You gotta know that I love you with an everlasting love. You gotta know that nothing can separate you from the love that I have given you. Hallelujah. And then you gotta do. You gotta seek first the kingdom of God, and you gotta walk by faith. So this year, this today's message is about knowing and doing. You gotta know that God loves you unconditionally. You gotta know that God's everlasting love, it will never, ever, ever let you down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the love, it's just like in the old, when we read about the Old Testament, when we read about all these battles and wars and everything that the Israelites and the people of God went through, at the end of the day, God loved them. God was there for them. Hallelujah. Yes, are there consequences for what we do? Yes, there are consequences for what we do. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change how God feels about you. God loves you. Hallelujah. It is an action. It's not a feeling. God loves you unconditionally. Hallelujah. His love will never fail. His love never failed His people. Hallelujah. He delivered them from Egypt. He delivered them from Babylon. He delivered them from so many battles as we have heard in the past few weeks about how He delivered Gideon and his army from the Assyrians. Hallelujah. From the Midianites, I mean. Hallelujah. You see over and over and over how God's love never failed. Hallelujah. And when we think about the love of God, we have to go to John 3:16. We have to go to those scriptures. Hallelujah. Because God wants you to know that I love you with an everlasting love. I felt during praise and worship that this is what God was saying. I tell my people, I love them with an everlasting love. It will never change. It will never fail because God doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is no respecter of person. What He's done then, He's doing today, and He will continue to do. Hallelujah. God is for you, not against you. God loves you. Hallelujah. No matter what, God loves you. No matter what you've done, God loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you with all His might. Hallelujah. With all His being. Hallelujah. And in John 3:16, we read it. We can see it. We says, you know, all of us know probably that verse by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. For God so loved you, for God so loved me, that he left his throne room, hallelujah, and he became flesh, hallelujah, and he walked on earth. And Jesus himself, he sacrificed himself, hallelujah, so that today we can live. Live in his everlasting love. Live in abundance in his everlasting love. Live knowing, hallelujah, that we're so loved by God. We're so loved by God.
Hallelujah.
God wants you to know, entering 2024, God wants me and you to know that God loves you. God wants you to know that if you had guilt and shame, condemnation, whatever you've gone through in 2023, or even December 31st, 2023, God says, let that go behind, because that's not going to change how I feel about you. I love you. It is an action. Hallelujah. God loves you. Guilt doesn't come from God. Condemnation is not from God. Shame is not from God. Let the past be the past. Let it be behind you, because the past doesn't define who you are today. God loves you. God loves you and will continue to love you. It doesn't matter if you fall. It doesn't matter if you fail God. Hallelujah. He says, just brush yourself off from all that and keep walking towards me. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I am here for you.
Yes.
I will help you in your time of need.
Hallelujah.
I am your joy when you're in sorrow. I am your peace when you are in confusion or chaos.
Amen.
I am love when you're in the midst of hate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord help us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you're walking with Christ, people will hate on you.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Amen. If they hated Christ, if they rejected Christ, if they abandoned Christ, hallelujah. If they turn their backs on Christ, because you love God, they're going to turn their back. People will turn their backs on you.
That's right.
You see, people change. One day they tell you they love you. The next day, they backstab you. The next day, they hate you. The next day, they're talking things about you. They did it to Christ, and they will do it to you too. Why? Because we represent the Lord. Because we are made in his image. Because we are light. Hallelujah. They may be walking in darkness, and maybe they should know better, but they know not what they do. So I find myself many times, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Forgive them. Hallelujah. And that's the love of God. Hallelujah. That is expressing compassion. That is expressing mercy. And in the same manner that God loves you, I want to love people. Even if they hate me, you know what? I'm still going to love you, because you were made in the image of God. I'm still going to love you. And I'm going to pray that everything that is in your dark area and in your dark mind will come into the light. I want to pray that everything that's hindering you from loving me unconditionally, just like I'm loving you unconditionally, will come to the light. Amen. That God will bring conviction to that individual, not condemnation, because God is not of that. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, everybody has a spirit within their being. And I'm praying, Lord, reveal. You're the revealer of truth. Reveal to those individuals how their characters portraying, they're actually portraying themselves as what they really are. What are the fruit that you're putting out there? Well, certainly not love, certainly not kindness. Hallelujah. But God, bring everything out into the open. Hallelujah. And set them free. And set them free. Because the word of God says the truth will set you free. Because God so loved them and so loved us. Hallelujah. That he brought the truth to the cross. God, Jesus is called truth in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. He is truth. He is the word. Hallelujah. He is the word that became flesh. Hallelujah. So God wants you to know, as you enter into this new year, a new season, that he loves you with an everlasting love. That nothing, hallelujah, and this is our second point. He wants you to know that nothing can separate you from the love of God. I want you to turn to the book of Romans 8:38 and 39. Let's go there. Hallelujah. We're talking about knowing and doing. You gotta know and you gotta do. You gotta know and you gotta do. This is a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Hallelujah. God wants you to know once again that he loves you with an everlasting love, but secondly, that nothing and no one can ever separate you from the love of God. Not anything. Amen. So in these scriptures, the Apostle Paul is covering everything. He says, nothing, not anything can ever separate you from the love of God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it is. Like I said before, if you displease God for whatever thing, he's not going to stop loving you because maybe you failed him at that very second. No, his mercies are new every single morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, just because that mountain is, maybe you see that mountain is so big. God, how can you allow this mountain to come against me? No, it's not God. Nothing can ever separate you from the love of God, because God's love will conquer. Hallelujah. You can conquer anything, any mountain, any circumstance, anything that you're going through, you will conquer, because God's love for you is overwhelmingly true. And nothing can separate you from his love. What he's saying to you is, even when you're walking and you're looking at the mountain high, I am with you. I'm still loving you. I'm going through it with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that when you cry, God cries with you? Do you know when you're in pain, God is in pain with you?
Amen.
That's the love of God. Because he loves you unconditionally. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how people are coming against you. It doesn't matter what dark principalities, if they come against, it doesn't matter. They and that will never separate you from the love of God. Nothing. You understand? Like nothing. I don't care how bad you spoke, or how bad you did something, or if you failed to do something, or if you missed the mark, it doesn't matter. God will continue to love you. God's love does not change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God wants you to know today that he loves you. And that nothing that you do, and no one that tries to bring division, can separate you from the love of God.
That's right.
Because let's be real. Let's be honest. people try to divide and conquer. The enemy uses people to divide and conquer. God is not into division. God is a God of unity and harmony and love. Amen. And this is, and God's love is about forgiveness. It's about mercy. It's about grace. It's about compassion. Compassion. Hallelujah. If there is some sort of division or disagreement between two or more people, hallelujah, the love of God should cover that. The love of God should cover that restoration. The love of God, if you truly love God, you will bring reconciliation into play. If you truly love God, you will restore that relationship. If you really, truly love God, it will come back into harmony.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because love covers a multitude of things. Amen? This scripture is so powerful. When God says nothing can separate you from the love that I'm giving you, that's powerful. Because a lot of times we think, God, you know, where are you? God, I'm going through this. I don't feel you. I don't hear you. You know, you're being silent right now. God, where are you? Did you stop loving me? Like, am I not good enough for you to talk to me? Like God, I need you right now. I need you to give me a plan. I need you right now to help me in this situation. God, I need to see the light. I just don't see it right now, Lord.
That's right. Amen.
And then you wonder, you ask yourself, God, you know, where are you? Did you stop loving me? No, 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 no. Nothing that you go through, nothing that you're feeling, I don't care what circumstances you're in or I'm in, the Lord says, cannot separate the way I love you, can never separate how I love you. You are the apple. You and me are the apple of the Lord's eyes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And you gotta know that we got love. With God's love, we overwhelmingly we conquer situations.
Yes,
we do conquer. Yeah. Hallelujah! But if you know, and that's remember, that's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 is love, meekness, humbleness. Hallelujah! I believe this year 2024, God wants us to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves because God wants to do some great things. Hallelujah. This is the year I'm declaring and decreeing that this is a year of advancement. We got to humble ourselves. Amen. And with the same love that God has shown us, it's the same love that we have to show back. And it's the same love that we got to minister unto others. Amen. Look, let's go to the chapter of love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Very short phrases, hallelujah. But I'm gonna be jumping around here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And if we go to, let's go to verse 8, it talks about love, right? If we go to verse 8, it says, love never fails. Listen, love, let's remind ourselves, love suffers long. That means it's patient. Sometimes we're not patient with people, but it says that love suffers long. Hallelujah. We need to be patient with people.
Thank you, Lord.
God is patient with you. Why can't you be patient with people?
Yes.
Maybe they rub you the wrong way. Well, how many times have you rubbed God the wrong way? And he still forgave you. And he still loves you. Amen? In the same measure that God loves you, you got to give that love back. Unconditionally. Is it easy? At times, no, it's not. Because honest, let's be real. You don't want to love on people that hurt you. You don't want to love on people that cause you pain. You don't want to love on people that reject you or abandon you. because they didn't like something you said, or because they're not doing what you think they should be doing. Hello? Am I talking to somebody? We're being real, right? We want to enter the new year in love.
Amen.
In love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's the truth. We've all witnessed that. There's people that have rejected us. There's people that has mocked us. There's people that are not for us. They may say they're for us, but behind our backs, they're saying otherwise. They're saying contrary. And I tell you right now that 2024, and I started in 2023, that God is my witness. This is the year of advancement. I declare and decree that 2024 is the year of advancement for the people of God. Amen. Not no devil in hell, no thing, nor principalities can stop the advancement of God in Promise Christian Ministries. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So it's like Sister, I believe it was Sister Vinit said once, you're either in the boat or you're not. You're either for us or you're not. And if you're not for us, you might as well leave. Amen. Because we need unity in the body of Christ.
Amen.
We cannot walk in division. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants a united church.
Yes.
A church that is spotless.
Right.
Amen. He didn't say a church that is perfect, because the minute I walked into the church or you walk into the church, it is imperfect.
That's right.
But
that's
God right. perfects that which concerns us, and God perfects the church for us. Amen.
Amen.
Because his love covers a multitude of things and it never fails.
Thank you.
It never fails, church. Hallelujah. It is in unity. The body of Christ in unity. The body of Christ in one mission and bind into the vision of Promise Christian Ministries. It is in unity that we are going to advance as a church, that we are going to advance in the kingdom of God, that we're going to advance in ourself. Hallelujah. Self-character. Hallelujah. Amen. That we're going to advance in the fruit of the Spirit. It is in unity. Amen. Not in division. Because God doesn't like division. God is not a God of division. That comes from the enemy.
Amen.
So recognize, another word is be sober and vigilant, because the enemy is going around to see who he can fool, who he can devour. And the Lord is saying, be sober and be vigilant. Because when I'm advancing you in 2024, there are things that are going to come against us. There are people that are going to come against us. But in the name of Jesus, and that is my prayer, in the name of Jesus, every spoken word that is coming against me, the leadership, and the Church of God, Promise Christian Ministry, has to bounce back to the
Amen.
Pit of hell where it came from.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And yes, it is a harsh word, but it is the word of God. I want to remember there is a scripture that just came to mind. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Anyway, if you find it, let me know. But I believe it's in the book of Psalm, where it says the oppressor will be crushed.
Hallelujah.
It's in the word. Yeah. I will find the scripture. It's in the word, but it says the oppressor will be crushed. Hallelujah. The enemy uses people to come against the church of God. The enemy uses people to come against individuals. The enemy uses people to just come against an assignment that God has placed on your life. Amen?
Yeah, that's true.
We have to be sober. We have to be vigilant, but we got to know the word. I said, you know what? Everything that is coming against us is got to bounce back, because it cannot touch us, because we are God's daughters and sons. Amen?
Yes.
You can't touch the anointed. We are all, listen to me, we are all anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, yes.
We are all children of God.
Amen.
Titles don't mean anything. Recognize that titles don't mean anything. I am flesh just like you are. I'm a spiritual being just like you are. We all have received the Spirit of God. We all have been anointed by the power of God. We all have the authority, hallelujah, to bind and rebuke, hallelujah, to exalt and edify. We all have the authority, hallelujah. So use that authority to come against the things that are causing you to get oppressed. Because in the name of Jesus, it cannot touch you. Whatever words have been spoken against you, hallelujah, anything that has come against you, you have to declare it that it is null and void, that the words cannot touch you. They're under your feet. The enemy is a defeated foe, and the oppressor, the word says, will be crushed.
Amen.
Remember, these words are symbolic, but they have a lot of meaning. Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't say that the oppressor will die. Amen. Because we don't wish that on anyone. Hallelujah. But what I'm telling you, that the oppressor will be crushed, that his mouth will be muted in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because they need to stop. They need to stop coming against the anointed of God. They need to stop coming against the church of God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. God so loved them too, that he gave his only begotten son. So be for those oppressors, they need to realize you need to be grateful because God has been so, so good to you too.
Amen.
But you need to stop what you're doing. And if you don't want to stop, well, guess what? The Lord's word will stop, because we have the sword of the Spirit that we're going to use and come against whatever they're saying in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So don't be surprised when you hear people, you know, people that you know that have been spoken against you, because the Holy Spirit will reveal to you those persons, and that's, you got to go to the root of the problem and come against that situation or come against that person. Amen. Remember, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against the dark principalities that they're allowing to rule them during this season. Amen. Because as we are advancing, they're gonna come against us, but we gotta use the word of God, right? The Lord says it is written that man does not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is the word that's gonna make a difference. Amen. So gotta remember that love never fails. Hallelujah. The love of God is there. The love of God, hallelujah, conquered all. Conquered all. Amen. And if you walk in the fruit of the Spirit and you're walking in love and you're walking humbly, hallelujah, you will conquer as well, because you are made in the image of God, and God gave his life for you, hallelujah, so that you can walk freely in spirit and in truth and walk in the truth of God, because the truth will set you free. See, knowing the word of God will set you free. Knowing that the oppressor will be crushed will set you free. Knowing that every word that has come against you cannot touch you will set you free. Knowing that by Jesus' stripes I am healed will set you free. Knowing that by Jesus' wounds you are healed will set you free. Amen. The word of God will set you free. You just have to activate it by speaking it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I find myself talking to God every other sentence. I'm just talking to God. I'm just declaring. Amen. Because there's a lot coming against me. There's a lot coming against the church. But I'm telling you, it cannot touch me in the name of Jesus. Because God has protected our church, our members, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing can separate us from the love of God, because God's love is everlasting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, in 1 Corinthians, it says, out of faith, hope, and love, love is the greatest one of all, because love never fails.
Amen.
God will never fail you. God is love. God will never fail you. So you got to know that God loves you with an everlasting love, and nothing will ever separate you from him. But now, what do you have to do? Well, Matthew 6:33. Let's go there. Matthew 6:33. Hallelujah. I think God is just, he's just revealing. He's revealing truth to us today. Hallelujah. He doesn't want you to be deceived by the enemy's tactics. He wants you to know that no matter what, God loves us. God loves us. And now we already know what we need to know, not what we need to do for 2024. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Let's not leave that out. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We got to seek first God. The first thing in the morning, we got to seek the Lord. The first thing in the morning, we got to thank God. Thank you, God, for another day. Hallelujah. We got to seek first his kingdom, his doing. God, what would you have me to do today? But then it says you also got to seek his righteousness. In other words, you got to align yourself and do things that are right before him. Amen. So it's not just about seeking the kingdom of God, but it's also about seeking his righteousness. And remember, righteousness, the robe of righteousness was placed on you the second you received the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you are the righteous of God. Hallelujah. You know, remember there's a verse in the Bible that says the prayers of the righteous avails much. So if you're in right standing with God and you're seeking his kingdom, whatever you petition to God, it will come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have to believe that. Amen. So we got what he's saying here, align yourself with my agenda, and everything else will fall into place. That's what the Lord is saying. Seek me first in all you do. Whatever you do, seek me first. Whatever you do, do things that put you in right standing with me. Whatever you do, call on my name. Whatever you do, go to my word. Whatever you do, ask for counsel. Whatever you do, ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you and to give you possibly a plan or strategy to whatever it is that you are going to confront today. Whatever it is, seek first. Love God. Seek his kingdom. Seek, you know, what can I do? Lord, how would you want me to be used today? You are his vessel of honor. God is counting on you to do things on his behalf. This is his ministry. Promise Christian Ministries is his ministry. Amen. You are God. God is yours. You are his. Amen. But there are things that God needs you to do because we have become his hands, his feet, his mouth, hallelujah, his ears and his eyes. There are things that God wants to tell you. There are things that God wants to share with you. There are things that God wants to reveal to you. Amen. And that can only be done in the secret place. Hallelujah. Because you can't hear from God if you're on Facebook all day long. Hallelujah. I find myself that I am less and less and less and less in Facebook because last year was just taking way too much time in my hands. Every other day, there's more and more advertisements that come into your page. It's crazy. But it's a device that the enemy uses to keep you away, hallelujah, from the secret place. So God wants you to seek him first. Seek him in the secret place. Seek him. Talk to him. Share with him. Complain to him. You want to complain about anything or anyone? Say it to God. God understands. He understands you completely. He understands you better than your own spouse, sibling, parent, whatever. He understands you. Amen. He understands the secret things that are in the inside of you. He understands what is still holding you back from advancing in the kingdom. He sees it because he knows all things about you. So when there's a situation, when there's some counsel that you need to run to God first before you run to your husband, or to your spouse, or to your friend, or to your mom, or to your dad. You got to seek first the kingdom of God. You got to seek the Lord first, because he knows what's best for you, because he knows what the future holds for you. Amen?
Amen.
You got to seek first his counsel. Align yourself with his agenda. God should not be aligning himself with your agenda. It's the other way around. We need to align ourselves with his ministry, with his agenda. God, what have you want me to do today? It's like they say in Spanish, "Heme aquí, Señor." What do you want me to do today? Today, I'm here, Lord. I'm here to serve you, Lord. Who do you want me to call? Who do you want me to speak to? Who do you want me to minister to, Lord?
Amen.
And thank him, my Lord, because he's been so, so good. Thank you, God, for another day of victory. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And another thing that we need to do, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Let's turn there. That's the last point for today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 5:7. Another thing we got to do, we got to walk by faith, not by sight. We can't walk this walk by what we see. We gotta walk by faith.
Yes.
We gotta walk trusting that God is going to do what he said he's going to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gotta walk by faith. And I think later on, I think it says, let me see, was it 4:18 or before? You know, like in just a few verses before in 4:18, it says, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." We gotta fix our eyes on God. He's the eternal God. Hallelujah. When we fix our eyes on the things that we can see, those things are temporary. They're not gonna last. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But faith, amen. It says here, walk by faith. But how does faith come to you?
Amen.
Faith comes by the hearing, and the hearing of the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John 1:1. Go there quickly. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. I certainly do not want to rush through this, Lord. Hallelujah. Because God is telling us a few things today. John, the Gospel of John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Amen.
Amen.
For faith comes by hearing, and hearing Jesus, the word of God. Jesus is the word. So you got to walk by faith. You got to walk by hearing what God has to say, what God is telling you to do. You got to walk in connection with God. Amen. You got to walk by faith.
Amen.
Amen.
What is God telling you? Amen. Whatever it is. Even if it doesn't make sense, do it.
Yeah. That's right.
That's walking by faith.
Amen.
Even if your mind cannot rationalize, God, you tell me to do what? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I ain't doing it. No. Then you're walking in disobedience. You gotta walk in obedience. You gotta walk by faith. Even if you don't get it, even if you don't understand it, if God is telling you to do something, just do it. That's walking by faith. Hallelujah. That is walking by faith is trusting God that he is telling you the truth, that trusting God, that whatever he's saying is going to come out for your good. It's trusting God that what the enemy intended for evil, God is turning it around for your good. It's trusting God in whatever he's telling you to do, because he knows.
Yes.
He knows that you already have the victory for it. He knows.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to walk by faith. You got to know that you know that at the end of that tunnel, that even if you're going through this mountain high, that even though you're going through this dark time right now, you got to know that there's a light. There's a light at the end of that tunnel that is shining brightly upon you, upon the situation, and you're going to come out victorious in Jesus' name, because you got to trust the plan of God. You got to trust the strategies that he has for you. This is why you got to walk by faith, and faith comes by hearing what the word is saying to you, what Jesus is saying to you, because the word became flesh. The word became the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You got to know that you know that you know. It is God talking to you. You got to ask God, God, give me a plan. What is the plan? What are the strategies that you want me to put into place to bring this to pass in Jesus' name? Amen. I'm seeking God more than ever before. God, this is the year of advancement. I believe it. I'm with you, Lord God. I declare and decree that documents will be signed. Whatever it is you want us to do, Lord God, I believe that doors are opening, Lord God. But Lord, I need your plan. I need your strategy, because only you know what tomorrow will bring. Hallelujah. Today is the day. Today is the day. Hallelujah. I heard the other day, amen, and you know, you go back to Superman. Remember how you used to go into that phone booth? Hallelujah. To call? Amen. Yeah. Well, God wants you to get into your prayer booth. Hallelujah. To call on him. He wants you to get into that secret place. And when you get into that secret place, you got to know that he loves you with an everlasting love. You got to know that nothing will ever separate you from him, from the love that he has for you. What you got to do is you got to seek first the kingdom of God and walk by faith after that. And see yourself, you will advance. You will conquer. You have the victory already, because Jesus Christ already defeated the enemy, already defeated the mountain high. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that God is for you. And you can advance in the kingdom because God is for you. He's not against you. Amen. But you got to walk by faith. You got to walk by faith. You got to walk by what he's saying. This is a year that we are emerging into a year of change. I'm expecting this year to be a year of restoration. I'm expecting for this year to be a year of growth. I'm expecting for this year to be a year of miracles, where miracles will be witnessed and seen by our own eyes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You gotta expect good things from God. Hallelujah. Promise Christian Ministries is God's ministry. Amen. And he is using us to advance his kingdom glory to the next phase.
Amen.
To the next chapter. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to leave you with this. Hallelujah. And for 2024, you got to know and you got to do. Know that God's love is everlasting. Know that nothing can separate you from the love of God. And you have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And you have to walk by faith in Jesus' name. And watch how God will advance you this year in the kingdom, in his kingdom. Hallelujah. As you partner with him and as you join him in the ministry that he started over 2,000 years ago. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Be blessed, church. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. I just thank you.